This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. At least 9,000 migrants from Honduras crossed into Guatemala on Saturday in a caravan that began one day earlier, hoping to reach the United States in the early days of a new administration. Initially, police at checkpoints set up along the highway in both Honduras and Guatemala asked for identification documents, but made no attempt to stop the migrants. Saturday, however, Guatemalan soldiers blocked part of the migrant caravan close to a point of entry on a highway near the Honduras border. The Guatemalan government issued a statement calling on Honduran authorities to contain the massive departure of its inhabitants through permanent preventive actions. Traveling on foot, the migrants say they're willing to brave a journey of thousands of kilometers through Guatemala and Mexico to reach the United States, escaping poverty, unemployment, gang and drug violence, and natural disasters in their country. Uganda's Yoweri Museveni has won a sixth term in office, according to an announcement from the Ugandan Election Commission on Saturday. This extends his 35-year rule after a vote that his main challenger said was marred by fraud. The 76-year-old leader took power in 1986. He's one of Africa's longest-serving presidents. He was accused of suppressing the opposition and media ahead of one of the most violent election campaigns in recent years. Museveni won with 58.6% of the vote. Challenger Bobby Wine, a 38-year-old former reggae singer, came in second with 34.8% of the vote. The chairman of the Election Commission said turnout was 57% of almost 18 million registered voters. Security forces poured into the streets of Kampala after the announcement. One soldier was atop an armed personnel carrier. VOA News. U.S. law enforcement officials are geared up for pro-Trump marches in all 50 state capitals this weekend, erecting barriers and deploying thousands of National Guard troops to try to prevent the kind of violent attack on the U.S. Capitol building that rattled the nation January 6th. The FBI warned police agencies of possible armed protests outside all 50 state Capitol buildings starting Saturday and lasting through Inauguration Day, January 20th. They fear unrest might be fueled by supporters of President Donald Trump who believe his false claims of electoral fraud. Michigan, Virginia, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Washington State were among states who activated their National Guards to strengthen security. In downtown Washington, D.C., officers arrested a Virginia man who tried to pass through a Capitol Police checkpoint Friday, carrying fake inaugural credentials, a loaded handgun, and more than 500 rounds of ammunition, this according to CNN and the New York Times. A 10-member team of climbers from Nepal made history on Saturday when they became the first team to reach the summit of Pakistan's K2 during the winter. K2 is the world's second highest mountain at 8,611 meters. The Nepalese team's ascent came on the same day a Spanish climber from a separate expedition died while attempting to scale K2. Sergi Mangote fell more than 500 meters to his death. K2 is the last of the world's 14 tallest mountains to be scaled in the wintertime. It is in the Pakistani portion of the Karakoram Range along the Chinese border. K2 is known to climbers as the Savage Mountain. It's the world's most dangerous and technically challenging peak. It's also known as the deadliest of the five highest peaks in the world, because about one person dies on K2 for every four who reach the summit. The Australian Open will go ahead as planned, despite the discovery of three coronavirus cases that have put 47 players into quarantine for 2 weeks. That's according to the director of the tennis tournament on Saturday. Australia's international borders are closed, but there are exceptions. For the international tennis tournament, players and their coaches flew into the country on 17 charter flights from seven nations. Each of the estimated 1,200 people, players, coaches, staff, and officials were required to have a negative coronavirus test before they boarded the planes, which were kept at 25% capacity. But two positive cases were detected on a flight from Los Angeles, and a third was found on a flight from Abu Dhabi. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.